Good afternoon, LTIS, Ms. Mullins.
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of Mr. William Harrison, seeing if his application was reviewed. Mr. Grimes said that, Ms. Mullins, you are the income case manager for Mr. Harrison, and all his stuff was sent in on June 10th.
And his record number.
I'm sorry, say it again. Social.
I need
is.
His record number or social.
Sure. Social 19642-4976.
And your name?
Aaron Jenkins.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Jenkins, I don't see your name on his medical form as a authorized rep.
Yeah, it should have been a P4 was done by the enrollment broker. They should have had that, filed, because I'm the one who done his complete enrollment.
Say that again.
I said, I'm the one who's done his complete enrollment. I said, a PA-4 should have been filed with the enrollment broker.
Okay, I don't see your name on anything. At the application.
Sure. Let me see. I can get Mr. William on the phone. Yeah, and there's no PA-4 on the file.
There's a PA-4 on the file, but that doesn't state you as an authorized rep. That doesn't state an authorized rep. The letter that I'm looking at says he does have an authorized user on the account.
Kim Hills.
Oh, this is a letter, Kim Hills. Yes.
Yeah, I'm the one who did this for both of them. Gosh, that doesn't make sense. What is wrong with the enrollment broker? I mean, oh my God. Yes, Mr. William.
Yes.
I'm on the phone with your income case manager at the county assistance office to review your application for the home care, Ms. Mullins. For some reason or another, the enrollment broker did not put me on there as an authorized user, but they did put Ms. Kim, so she has to speak with you to identify you.
Good afternoon.
Okay.
Mr. Harrison?
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Yes, this is Ms. Mullins with the county assistance office. And I just need your permission to speak to Mr. Jenkins.
Granted.
Thank you. So I see when I processed the case on July 1st, I didn't have bank statements. but I see them now. They are in imaging as of the day after.
Yeah, they were sent on June 10th.
June 10th?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bank statements were sent on June 10th, Tuesday, June 10th.
Okay, they didn't get scanned into imaging until July 2nd. So I'll review the application to process it for reconsideration.
Wow. Okay. So what is the time frame in which he would get approved? Because now reconsideration is what, 60 days?
No. Really when I can fit it in. I'll try to get it done today.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just looking at the bank statement, just making sure I don't see anything.
Yeah. It's also a financial explanation letter involved with
the bank
statement. Yeah. Yeah, that was sent on June 10th, 5:44 PM.
I don't see anything. Everything looks fine.
Right.
So I'll probably try. I think I can get to it today.
Okay. That sounds good. All right. That's all we needed. I appreciate you, Ms. Mullins.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right.
I appreciate you too.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Harrison. You have a good afternoon.
All right. You too.
You too.